looking back at the slides, the next thing we see is that we've just hit one of the key chapters. Now, by the way, those of you taking this course for credit, you need to know those key chapters. You're going to see a kind of like a matching question about that in your exam. But we're on the throne of God. That's chapter 6. Next class, we're going to be on the Messiah. We're going to soon get to this cosmic warfare. We're actually going to see a long presentation on the tribulation. But those are the key chapters that are here in this book. Again, I remind you the chronology, when this happened. Isaiah was written between 740 and 680, and that gives it a historic marker, which, look at this, it's right here in this timeline. We've gone from, creation fall through the patriarchs into Moses and the Exodus into what we call the kingdom period, where there was one kingdom of Israel under King Saul, King David, Solomon. Then it became divided with Solomon's son Rehoboam taking the southern Judah and Jeroboam leading the nation astray in the north. And Isaiah is right there. In the next slide, this is a summary of this time period. There was the northern kingdom called Israel. There were 19 kings who reigned 250 years with 7 different dynasties. They were wiped out by the Assyrians and never returned to the land. The southern kingdom is Judah. There were 20 kings in the south. They reigned a total of 370 years. One dynasty, the Davidic, King David. They were carried off to Babylon for 70 years and then returned. So that's a quick overview of Israel's history. Another way to see it is by the books of the Bible. Samuel, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, 1 Kings, 2 Kings. So Isaiah is right there in 2 Chronicles 32 and in 2 Kings 18. And it's just before his ministry starts, just before the Assyrians take the northern kingdom, and quite a bit before the Babylonians take the southern kingdom. The next slide shows the ministry of Isaiah in a different way with the kings of Judah and the kings of Israel. And you see the Israelite kings go from bad to worse, and then they're taken away in captivity. And these are all the kings of Israel. And remember, when King Uzziah died right there, that was 740. Whoop, 740. Whoop, 740 BC right here, all the way through 680. That's the time frame of Isaiah. Now, this is just real quickly. Look up from your slides for a second. I want to confess something to you. I was a history major in school, and I got my degree in history. I even did my doctorate in church history. So that's why I have to put all these in. But everything happened sometime. That's history. So look back at the slide. This is the time period from Uzziah through Manasseh. Manasseh was the king that killed Isaiah, martyred him. And Uzziah was the king. When he died, Isaiah's ministry started. So this is the time frame of Isaiah's ministry. And if you go to museums around the world, look at all these objects here. All of those exactly corroborate and verify the historic events that are mentioned in the book of Isaiah. And I'm not doing Bible history, so I'll just tell you that, but we won't look at all of them. This is the big, big bully. Remember, the geography matters. The Assyrians, who were from right in this area, spread down and took over all the way to the Persian Gulf. Then they started arcing around, went to Egypt, and then they did a cleanup back and started conquering all the stuff in between. And look what's in the middle, Jerusalem. And that's the backdrop for this book.